other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's our final segment with Willie Nelson. Who needs no introduction, willienelson.com. And as we ended the last hour, I brought up the fact that we appreciate his courage in going public for 9/11 Truth and taking that risk as he's taken so many others. And you were trying to say something as we went to break, Willie.
Oh, I probably wasn't important.
I think that's another secret, Willie. You don't take yourself too seriously, but you know, you are a pretty serious person when it comes down to the bottom line. And in closing, we were talking during the break about a solution. What if my millions of listeners, who aren't just millions of listeners, but the best, most active people out there, guest after guest have said that, what if we sicked them in a good way on a solution to contact Congress, the media, and say, look, don't give the trillions of dollars to the private offshore banks who've cut off liquidity, not just a billion. What if we said take $100 billion of that with the plan that Willie Nelson and experts he's worked with have devised and gave that to the farmers to try to resuscitate them? Willie, talk about that solution. Talk about your Peace Institute and how people can get involved.
Well, you know, first of all, you know, I was asking for a billion, but I think $100 billion is better. I like your math better than mine. and I guarantee you it's needed and it would go to the right cause. As far as Peace Research Institute, that's a website that I set up a little while back with a couple of great folks who take care of it for me. And I wrote a song called Peaceful Solution. And sort of gave it to everybody to write their own versions of it. And there's been, I guess, maybe 200 different versions of that song recorded and videoed now. So there are a whole lot of people who realize that will be peace on earth. That's been the promise. And I think anybody who believes in anything positive has to think that way.
It goes, what, a peaceful solution, a peace revolution, let's take America back. Is that right, or am I butchering that?
There is the peaceful solution, all the peace revolution, let's take back America.
There you go.
And it's a dream, so believe it, get ready to receive it, take back.
Willie, I didn't know you were going to sing the song. Start over. Start over for us. Go ahead. Please.
Well, there is the peace. Well, first of all, it started out as my daughter Amy and I were going to Coachella. We were doing this concert, and she said, I had this dream where you were singing a song called Peaceful Solution. So I started thinking about it, and there is a peaceful solution. All the peace revolution. Now let's take back America. It's a dream, so believe it. Now get ready to receive it. And we'll take back America. There's a war and we're in it. But I know we can win it. We'll take back America. When the war is over and we've won it, just remember how we've done it so we don't have to do it again. There is a peaceful solution, a peace revolution. Now let's take back America. Now let's take back
America. Wow, that's beautiful. And just another example. Another example of Willie Nelson taking action, putting out an idea, a dream of his daughter, and it being picked up by tens of millions of people. It's all over YouTube. There's more than 200 versions on YouTube. I see new ones every day. And another example. Willie Nelson, I'm going to say bye to you off air here in just a moment. But we love you, and we appreciate you, and I can't wait to see you Sunday, Willie.
All right. Look forward to it.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. 08. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've got her for the next hour and 50 minutes on the heels of Willie Nelson, who is just such a great guy, and to find out that for, he told me over 10 years he's, quote, been my biggest fan. Just completely blows me away, and I know that people like Willie Nelson are tuning in on a routine basis. That humbles me because he is such a humanitarian. We're going to go to Naomi Wolf and talk about a host of issues of the election, the gear up for martial law, and so much more. And but before we do that, I just want to, a minute or two, play a peaceful solution, peace revolution, Let's Take America Back by Willie Nelson. Here it is.
Peace revolution. Now let's take back America.
a dream, so believe it and get ready to receive it. Now let's take back America. The war is over and we won it. Let's remember how we done it so you don't have to do it again. Peaceful solution called the peace revolution. Now let's take back America. Now let's take back America. Now let's take back America.
All right, you can go to WillieNelsonPRI.com and you can check out all the things that Willie Nelson is doing that are peace-related. There he was talking about 9/11 being an inside job, the New World Order, the whole nine yards, with us for an hour. We are now joined by Naomi Wolf, and I'm extremely honored to have her. She doesn't need much of an introduction, but her new book out that has been a bestseller is, of course, The End of America, and she has been breaking down the whole police state buildup that we've seen, and army brigades, not just one, they list others, just the new ones being activated under NORTHCOM. And finally, when she talked about it, we've been talking about it a long time, it did get a lot of international and national attention. And so we're honored to have Naomi Wolf with us. Naomi, good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much for having me back, Alex. And I also really want to thank members of your community who very kindly have been supporting our talking again. So I'm just delighted.
Oh, it's great to have you here, and especially for close to 2 hours. Out of the gates, your awakening to the 10 steps of fascism, and maybe briefly go over a few of those, and then with horror, the open end of Posse Comitatus, the military warfare drills, admitting that it's for domestic operations, civil unrest. They've been gearing up for this for quite a long time, and you've certainly been raising the alarm bell. So please go over that, Naomi Wolf.
Sure. Thank you. Wow, it's a lot. Let's see. Where do I begin? You're quite right to, you know, to mention our last conversation. It was about the last book I brought out, which did, in fact, for people who aren't familiar with the argument, though probably most are, because it won't be such new news to your community as it is to, you know, many other people. I was arguing that there are these 10 sort of classic steps that you always see when a would-be dictator is seeking to close down an open society, to crush a democracy, or to crush a democracy movement, and that we're seeing those in America. So, and then my new book, the sequel to that, is called Give Me Liberty, and it's sort of what we do about it. It's action steps we can take and calling on the founders' vision for what we're supposed to do in a time of crisis like this. But step 8, 9, and 10 are really accelerating. You know, I said last fall, and I've been saying for months, and it's not that I'm so smart, it's that this blueprint is so very predictive. I've been saying since last fall, as you may remember, you know, we're going to be, within 6 months, we're going to be seeing mass arrests, and we had those in March. I said you're going to start seeing journalists being arrested, and journalists were swept up in preemptive brutal arrests at the RNC in St. Paul. And I said you're going to see steps making it easier for the step 10, for the leader to declare martial law.
And by the way, we did even see Amy Goodman arrested. I had reporters there, Richard Reeves and George Butler, who reported for us, and they were there, and they said no one would touch the police in most of the cases. No one would even jump over a trash can. They would just scoop everyone up. They would taser people, rubber bullet them. They would spray things on them and take them to jail and then charge them under state statutes of terrorism.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, I maybe I should address that before I get to the first brigade. You know, there's footage that we've got. They've made a movie of the end of America, and it was just released yesterday free online. Thanks largely to your advice, by the way, Alex. And we've got footage that is so chilling. You know, very few Americans have seen what actually happened in this militarized St. Paul, where millions of dollars of Homeland Security money was pumped, as it is across the country now, pumped into local police forces, agents training police, agents infiltrating, and other reporters like Michelangelo Signorelli, a very respected reporter here in New York, said that, you know, he was stopped by people who had no identification at all, people in like dark blue jumpsuits who you couldn't tell, are they police? Are they Blackwater? Are they mercenaries? Are they Americans? Are they, you know, not Americans? But anyway, They were, there's this terrifying footage of, just as you say, Alex, people sitting quietly in the sun, not doing anything, being surrounded by these, you know, heavily armed, militarized police, and then being told you're all under arrest. And then just as you say, and by the way, this footage only survived because this young person buried it in the ground so he could come back after his arrest and retrieve it, whereas the most scary thing, as a reporter I heard, is that no other footage really survives that's any, you know, that's that good, because the police were exposing people's film, or I'm sorry, they don't do that anymore, you know, ruining people's documentation equipment.
They had demagnetizers out.
Oh, my God. See, you're always 6 steps ahead of me, Alex.
No, I'm not.
Demagnetizers?
But, I mean, Naomi, the bottom line here is, well, it's what they use in film production. But with the new videotapes or disc, it's got a handle, and it goes, and then it just shoots the waves through it, and then erase it. And that also happened at the RNC in 2004 in New York to a bunch of reporters, or they would just never give the cameras or videotapes or memory sticks back. But since you mentioned it, about 2 months ago, Blackwater was photographed in L.A. and San Diego in raids on medical marijuana facilities. And then 2 weeks ago, I saw multiple articles of Blackwater aiding local law enforcement in fugitive hunts. Just Google Blackwater aid sheriff's department in fugitive hunts. So now we see it happening, not just in New Orleans, but now all over the country. I just wanted to back you up there.
Thank you. I mean, well, that's certainly terrifying, and I have to wrap my brain around that. But so you're right about the militarized RNC, but that isn't enough, apparently, because what happened on October 1st is essentially a coup has taken place, you know, in practice, even though Rove is very brilliant in having it be kind of a coup by inches, like it's a stealth coup. But I say without rhetorical flourish that a coup has taken place, Alex, because the 1st Brigade of the 3rd Infantry Division, which is 3,000 to 5,000 soldiers, was redeployed from Iraq to somewhere in the United States. And this is, a violation of 200 years of laws, from the Insurrection Act of 1807 to the Posse Comitatus Act of 1879, that have protected us as Americans from soldiers being deployed to do civilian policing. And the Army Times report, the initial report, said they are here, their mission is crowd control, and these are the people who were responsible for crowd control in Fallujah. You know, they're armed with tasers and rubber bullets. They had quotes from people who were tasered in exercises, which seems like an odd kind of quote.
And they also said, "We hope we don't have to shoot Americans." That was a cryptic quote. But Naomi, the key.
Where do I find that? You're ahead of me. Where was that reported?
That was originally in there, and they took it out.
In the Army Times?
Yes, but listen, at the bottom of the article, and they took that off too, but we have printed copies, they listed the other units already here that they're aiding.
Oh, no.
And we ran into those groups in 98, 99, 2000 in Texas, and they would come up and tell us, turn your cameras off. So this is just one public brigade we're hearing about. There's a much larger contingent.
Oh, God. Well, okay, so when citizens, I just need to share with you, because you'll understand, you know, I've been very reluctant on this learning curve to face how much the mainstream media is colluding and suppressing this information, because as you know, I live in that world, and it's scary for me to think that, you know, there's so much of a blackout. But I was just on the Today Show talking about the deployment of the 1st Brigade, and they framed it as if I was a dangerous radical. And they had a spin from the commander of the 1st Brigade, saying, oh, we're helping communities affected by weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, this is amazing.
No follow-up, no reporting.
Naomi, stay there. We got a break. We're going to come back and get into this. Right now on the other side, Naomi Wolf is our...
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators, starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can 3 oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Free yourself, from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and
I want listeners to pay close attention to what I'm saying. You can watch on YouTube and Google for free Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Now, we got secret documents because the FBI at a checkpoint where the regular army was illegally searching vehicles. They gave us the classified documents with the cover story for local media stapled to the top. We posted them up on InfoWars.com. The headline was written by Ed Homan for InfoWars.com in Thanksgiving of 1998 was, "It's martial law and it's a 3 on the Richter scale." We were explaining how it was overtime creeping, how under the name of bomb disposal, that's what the media is told, but on the subsheets, this is in Police State 2 The Takeover, you can go see the documents there, with phone numbers, it said, "We are in warrant service, law enforcement, the regular army will aid you for anything, not just bomb disposal." Their front is bomb disposal. And now you notice the commander of the brigade countered Naomi Wolf. I want her to tell that story right now. He countered her and said, "Oh, we're just bomb disposal." They also say the jaws of life. "Oh, the army's here just to help get you out of a wrecked car." So, see, that's the PR front. Naomi Wolf, tell us how he tried to counter you.
Well, it wasn't my memory that they said bomb disposal, although I have to say I was so shocked that the, you know, the head of that brigade took the trouble to rebut, you know, my ordinary citizen's questions about who are these people and why are they deployed, that I was taken aback. But you can go to the Today Show transcript and see my memory is that he said, oh, we're here to help communities affected by weapons of mass destruction, which raises plenty of questions itself, you know. But again, I've been reaching out to friends at the New York Times and the Philadelphia Inquirer, and maybe this doesn't shock you as much as it shocks me, but I am in shock, saying, where is your reporting on this? And they said, there's nothing on the wire services. You know, the New York Times said off the record or on background that they're investigating, but they obviously haven't reported anything yet. So I'm in a position where citizens are coming to me saying, Naomi, where's the 1st Brigade? What's their mission? And, you know, I can't tell them where they are. And I know that the latest spin, the latest PR releases, I just blogged about this yesterday on BuzzFlash, you know, from the military, are lying to the American people about the law. The last PR out of Colorado by, I guess, NORTHCOM said, oh, you know, there are, you know, conspiracy theorists are overreacting. There are laws against deploying military units on the street. But that's not true anymore with the signing statement that Bush issued countering Congress's limitations on his excesses in the Defense Authorization Act of 2007. There aren't any laws anymore against deploying these people. And
well,
I had
Naomi,
an interview. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It shows their deceptiveness. Their press release in the Army Times says, we're there for crowd control, for civil disturbances, non-lethal weapons. They're announcing the microwave guns on TV. The head of the Air Force and the Associated Press, the civilian head, the secretary said last year we need to use these weapons on America first. Because then that'll internationally allow us to use this against foreign armies. We can't under treaty. But if we use it in police actions here, like the American people as guinea pigs. So there they are saying we're going to be domestically operating. And then they double think and say Naomi Wolf's making this up when they themselves are admitting it. So this is the just incredible level of deception. Go ahead.
Extraordinary. Well, now I've got to say to you, Alex, honestly, I should really like, you know, just like meditate or something before I talk to you, because it's so like I'll piece things together and then you'll give me sources that I haven't seen. And I have to just like take my thinking to another level. And Alex, any sources that are, you know, kind of journalistically grounded that you want to send me so that I can blog about this, so I can raise people's awareness, mm-hmm. because we do sort of reach different audiences. I would be very honored if you would do so. I'd be
well, let me just
to
do this on
yeah.
air.
John,
call Paul Watson, because I could do this myself, but I can't talk on the air and get you all these. I'm going to bring Paul, and we've got an hour and a half coming up, so plenty of time. Call Paul Watson,
and
I'm not bragging. In fact, this was scary to be in this position. We discovered this just bumping into urban warfare drills in 96 in Texas. I knew nothing about it. When I witnessed troops training to confiscate guns and put Americans in FEMA camps on video admitting it's for America, and then up through 2000, and then I quit traveling because I'd already proven it. It's only accelerated since then, but I went all over the country, Maryland, California, Alabama, North Carolina. I mean, we have video of all this and their own documents and Marines coming up with guns and saying, turn your video cameras off, working with local police running checkpoints. I'll get Paul Watson on, and then he on air. We'll give you the headlines, and because this is good to do on air to show listeners the integration of the information. Because I have to say, because I've interviewed the judge, advocate generals, and others who are against this as well, I talk about this 3 or 4 days a week for 12 years. And so that's why, and I've been screaming bloody murder, and finally you've got a bigger voice than I do because you're so respected. And, you know, so we'll talk about when we get back and talk about your new film.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15
9,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
It's hilarious. Watson is always the best at Googling things. He may even be better than I am. But he's leaving to go to dinner, so I'm going to let him go. I knew it. I heard him and his girlfriend in the background complaining. On air, that's funny for the folks listening on the web. And now we're getting into serious issues. We got Naomi Wolf here, and I'm babbling. The point is, I need the listeners at the Prison Planet Forum to create a section right now and find me all the articles, find the sub-clip out of Police State 2, the takeover, with the Army documents. I know that link was dead on InfoWars, with the documents. Find those. Post them all right now. So before she leaves at the end of the show, I can email those to her because time is of the essence. But bringing Paul Watson up, Paul, you brought up another key point, that British Ministry of Defense plan where they admitted the military is going to have to be used against the people of England and the United States. I guess you did do the research a few months ago. I asked you to, and you did send Naomi that, so I appreciate you doing that, Watson.
I just want to jump in and say that I did cite in Give Me Liberty an article in The New Yorker where experts on a new generation of technologies in police forces were talking about crowd control technologies that involve microwave guns, as well as, you know, tasers, which have killed 300 people, and rubber bullets, which are so lethal that, you know, they've stopped using them in the UK because they've killed so many Irish people. And something that was particularly disturbing to me about the first reports of Army Times that they've since backtracked on is that they were saying they're here to, quote unquote, subdue unruly individuals. So just to, you know, be sure that I've said to you, Alex, what I want to say, why am I so scared as someone who studied closing societies, is that again and again around the world, the leader will deploy soldiers to harass or arrest voters and opposition leaders during an election.
Yeah, this is classic tyranny. Since we have Paul, let me just say bye to him, and then Naomi, I'm going to give you the floor. No. Well, you're going to have the floor here in just a moment. You just were shocked to hear all that stuff, so I want to make sure you get it, because what you cover actually is able to break through the mainstream media. Paul, I guess if you're not aware or don't remember that article, I'm surprised you don't. I'll just find it.
One headline, Alex, which is from CNN. The link's dead, but the headline's still there. It says, Air Force Chief Test Weapons on Testy U.S. Mobs. September 2006.
Okay, say the headline again. That's not the exact one. Yeah, the AP is the key, but say it again, Watson.
It's an AP story which was carried by CNN. Air Force Chief Test Weapons on Testy U.S. Mobs is the one I
saw. Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah, that was it. Okay, see, Watson did that, complaining and mumbling, but he did a great job. Watson, that's why I need my magic, man. You found it. Good job, Redcoat. By the way,
blog about this right away after I check the headline.
By the way, Paul, you know the British government has now announced they want to use the army and police, quote, during economic collapses. So you have the same thing going on there.
Well, listen to this, Alex. There was a Channel 4 news segment last night with a top general from Porton Down, an army general, who said that, let me get the exact quote here. He said that, quote, we have to upgrade, enhance, review, renew our activities in recent times because of increased civilian resilience. And that's the top general of the Porton Down bioweapons facility in England. He said that on Channel 4 News last night.
And the British Ministry of Defense 10-year battle plan, they call it what their prospectus, this is the declassified version, almost 200 pages, admitted the military's job is for the elite to suppress the populations who are going to be basically turned into paupers in a neo-feudal state. Watson, what's the name of that British Ministry of Defense report? I forget it.
It doesn't spring to mind at the moment.
London Guardian first broke it, but they had a hyperlink to it.
Yeah, it was in the London Guardian.
All right, I want our researchers to post everything on this, all of it now, at Prison Planet as we work for a team. Paul Watson, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Paul, are you going to Julio's to eat?
No, I don't live in that area anymore. It's a new restaurant.
Where are you going, Paul?
It's called West 10, if you want to.
People can join him there and eat. Say hi to Eon for me. All right, there goes Watson. I'm out of control. Naomi Wolf, you have the floor. Go through the steps, your new book, the new video, and the points you're making. I have done a classic Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Sure thing. Well, you know, I'm grateful to you. And it is, I guess what I do want to say is, we're in a time where this kind of brainstorming among citizens, not just us, but, you know, all of my readers, all of your listeners and readers and viewers, we all have access to information that we need to educate one another about and use our critical intelligence about it and find solutions among ourselves, because clearly we can no longer trust many of our state-supported or corporate-supported institutions to do it for us. So this is exactly what people should be doing across the country, is bringing each other information and checking it out and planning for action. So very quickly, the 10 steps, well, invoke a terrifying internal and external threat, often a real one, create a prison system outside the rule of law where torture takes place, develop a paramilitary force not answerable to the people, create a surveillance apparatus aimed at ordinary citizens, start to infiltrate and harass citizens' groups, start to target key individuals, start to arbitrarily detain and release citizens. You start to create legislation. We're seeing it more and more. You mentioned the RNC 8 legislation that criminalizes speech or expands the definition of terrorist or traitor or spy so that ordinary citizens who are engaged in dissent get criminalized. And you start to see restrictions of the press, like the arrests of journalists we spoke about. And finally, we're at step 10, which is subvert the rule of law and make it easier to declare martial law. And so to just make sure that I tell you the hopeful news, it's that I did, since we last spoke, Alex, study times and places where citizens effectively fought back against encroaching darkness of this kind. And so I learned what always works. And I offer Citizens in Give Me Liberty, which is the sequel to The End of American, which is just out now, exactly those lessons from other times and places where citizens did fight back as real patriots and revolutionaries. But I also go to the founding generation ordinary people from all walks of life who were captivated by this vision of liberty we were supposed to inherit. And I go back to the seven core principles we're supposed to hold on to as Americans in a time of crisis like this, and in a time where we're being bombarded with what I call fake patriotism to accept what I call a fake democracy, a sham of a democracy. And finally, I give citizens at the end of Give Me Liberty 55 action steps they can take in building this new army, a transpartisan army of patriot revolutionaries, taking back the power that we should be having.
Oh, I love that term, transpartisan.
Yeah, it's important.
No longer being... Oh, okay, now go back to Posse Comitatus, the points we were trying to make earlier when I kind of went off the rabbit trail of ferreting documentation for you. And then later I did find the AP article, and it's exactly as we said. And,
well, I'm so glad, but in the meantime, just before I go back to it, why... I mean, I feel stupid asking you this because I'm in the mainstream media, but why aren't any mainstream news outlets covering the deployment of the 1st Brigade? The ACLU just filed a Freedom of Information request demanding to know where they are and what they're here for. But I'm just gobsmacked that there's no independent reporting. And the one thing I was wondering is, do you think it's classified? I mean, are journalists in a position that they're not reporting on it because it's considered classified?
Yep.
What's your view of this?
Yes, and we have the classified documents fell into our hands because an FBI agent on the day before Thanksgiving in just south of Temple on I-35, the Army came up and told Mike Hansen, my camera guy who was driving back from visiting family, to turn his camera off, and Mike refused. So the FBI showed up an hour later and gave him classified documents by accident. And then
Are you serious?
No. They had gotten Mike's number that they had asked for, it, and he gave it. And they called a few hours later after he left his cell phone demanding it back. In fact, get me Mike Hansen. I'm going to later in the next hour, we'll get Mike on. I mean, there's video of all this, Naomi. It's on video. The FBI pulling up and giving it to him. They completely screwed up.
Right, but why? How does this go to why journalists aren't covering the deployment of the 1st Brigade?
Because their editors, I mean, it came out that Bush has spent billions a year on fake news reporters and Operation Mockingbird. But again, in intelligence, and I know you know this, I'm just for the audience, and I know most of them know it. The point is, in intelligence, you can always hear the official propaganda from the mountaintop, but then you can go on the ground and assess it and observe it. And I mean, I remember in 1999 going to Urban Warrior. This is bipartisan. This is military-industrial complex, COG, continuity of government. And there are the Marines training with role players, over 200 of them, with foreign troops, screaming, I'm an American, please no, not the camp. And then the Marines were allowing me to videotape. Right. Well, first off, let me explain this. They had journalist tours to the part of the city and a university that was shut down for the urban warfare drills, practicing taking over an American city.
Uh-huh.
And for journalists, they would say, this is for Bosnia. This is for Macedonia. But then I sent people in, local activists, because they knew who I was. The Marines wouldn't let me get in there.
Mm.
I sent in activists posing as citizens who wanted a tour. And for them, they would show Marines doing interrogations. Where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the weapons? And so then I would watch. This is all on video, by the way. So we sent infiltrators in. And then I had this former Marine Corps captain who was in private, who was their PR guy, Steve Jones, following me. He's on video running up saying, get out of here, Jones, trying to block me when I'm at the fence videoing. But little did he know I had people inside the cordoned off area. They had 2,000 Marines, foreign troops, tanks, helicopters. It was so shocking with the Coronado landing, the amphibious attack ship, with the amphibious craft landing in Oakland, that I put it out. And people couldn't believe it. They thought I had hired tanks, helicopters, and armies.
I've got to hand it to you, Alex. You are very resourceful. That's extraordinary. I mean, I could see, just to be kind of measured, because this is really a time to kind of triple think everything, not to hold us back, but I could see a legitimate government with legitimate interest in its citizens' well-being doing, a mock evacuation scenario, out of good intentions. But What I'm hearing more and more about the deployment and why now after 200 years, and, you know, I just posted a piece on BuzzFlash that people can read where I quote members of military circles and police forces and National Guard saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, why do we need these soldiers since, you know, the National Guard can do this, and, you know, we've got police forces who can do this, and we've got emergency people trained in evacuation who can do this. You know, many people are raising hue and cry. So
Naomi, go ahead.
And the last thing I wanted to say is what chills me particularly is I have this wonderful, heroic, patriotic American major from the Air Force, David Antoun, who's a hero whom I interviewed in Give Me Liberty. He stood up to the Bush administration, and his whole family's on the watch list now. I said to him, because I'm a civilian, I said, so, Major Antoun, if the, you know, first he explained to me that these warriors don't, you know, answer to Congress, and they don't answer to people, they answer to the president. And I said, so if the president says arrest these citizens, what happens? And he said, they have to do it. And I said, well, if the president says arrest Congress, what happens? And he said, they have to do it. And I said, well, if senior members of the military say, don't obey these orders, what happens? And he said, well, they get arrested because these orders, the horror is these orders are not illegal. Soldiers are allowed to disobey illegal orders. They are now legal. What they are is immoral.
Yeah, but so, those signing statements have been thrown out on his face, and there's no Fuhrer precept or Nixon saying, you know, it's not illegal when the president does it. The Congress is co-equal. And just because Lincoln arrested a few members of Congress, that was later thrown out of court, but that was done retroactively and newspaper editors. So Congress is co-equal, just like PDD 51, the Homeland Security Committee this year wanted to see it, and the executive said, no, you can't, but the cover sheet says that Bush is basically dictator. So on its face, that is a fraud, and unfortunately, the media is spinning what you're saying as you're saying George Bush will do this by the election, and what I get from what you're saying is, no, this apparatus has been set up, and the office of the presidency has built this around itself, whether it's Barack Obama or whether it's John McCain, this threat continues. Can you speak to that?
Sure. And, you know, let me stress, how can I put this? It's really important for us to understand, to think differently. We're not in you know, constitutional republic time now. We're in police state time in the sense that it doesn't have to happen at a certain time frame for it to be a dangerous precedent. I mean, that's what, and I'm not being a radical extremist in saying this. This is how the founders wanted us to think. They wanted us to be just as freaked out that, you know, that the president has arrogated a private army to himself, whether or not he does anything with that private army before the election, after the election. They want us to freak out that that has taken place because it upends this delicate system of checks and balances and this absolutely delicate fabric of freedom that we have in America, or that we're supposed to have, in which, you know, we do not face soldiers, you know, on our streets, in our homes, terrifying us, because you can have all the institutions of civil society intact. You can have a judiciary, you can have newspapers, you can have, you know, a parliament or a Congress. But if you've got soldiers, you know, look at Italy in 1920, look at Germany in 30, 31, 32. They were still parliamentary democracies, but the brown shirts or the black shirts were deployed, you know, to beat up this editor in Milan or to, you know, intimidate these voters in Perugina or to line the halls of the Reichstag, you know, in Germany.
That's right. It's their menacing.
It's intimidation.
It's their menacing and intimidating the Congress. Naomi, did you know that members of Congress on the day of the bailout were threatened that Friday with physical martial law if they did not pass the bailout plan?
Well, speak to me more about that, because I'm having a very interesting experience, and I'm glad to be speaking to you about it.
John, pull up the congressman. We had him on air, too.
That I know. I've been following this, and actually I mentioned it, Alex, in a radio interview that was posted on YouTube that went very, very viral, in which I was saying, look at the First Brigade and look at what Brad Sherman has said in C-SPAN about, you know, individual members of the House being threatened with, quote-unquote, martial law in America if the bailout goes
past. I mean, there you have it, though. This is the menacing, the out-of-control criminal executive looting everything, taking trillions, not $700 billion, into offshore corporations and banks. I mean, this is it. It's here. We're under martial law now.
Alex, before we I mean, yes, in the sense of, how can I put this? I want to be a little bit, more measured, because I don't want people to conclude that it's over. I want people to conclude that
they turned it on, and they're trying to implement it incrementally with, hey, the Army's here to help people get out of wrecked cars.
Look,
the Army's here to help get us out of the broke-down car.
It's the stealth coup. But do we have a second source for the Brad Sherman assertion? Has he confirmed it?
Yes. No. I had Brad Sherman on, and I talked to other members of Congress who will not come on the show. And they said that, no, they were told martial law is going to be declared if you don't do this.
Wow.
I mean, I had Brad Sherman on the show, and he, by the way, is a lawyer, a specialist on all this. Stay there, Naomi Wolf. We're going to continue to talk about this. In fact, I'm just going to skip.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of a new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow? So I can feel the rain. Grave digger. Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the second.
It's the old frog in the pot analogy. We were on a 3 in the Richter scale with martial law back in 98. We're about a 6.5 right now. Maybe a 7 with the announcement of these brigades. But also in Road to Tyranny, I interview a Marine Corps captain who saw an Army checkpoint at I-35 in 2000 and got mad. So he contacted me, showed me all the documents. They had secret programs in the late 80s with Marines dressing up in police uniforms in Norfolk, Virginia, doing gun raids and drug raids. So they've been covertly doing this for a long time, Naomi. So and it goes back to Rex 84. But please continue with all your great research as we continue to collate more information here on air.
Thank you. Well, what I just wanted to say from my point of view is that, you know, when we say, well, we're at 7 in terms of martial law, I think the thing that I want us to think about is that part of what gets us to 7 is, say, the deployment of troops or passage of laws like the Defense Authorization Act of 2007 and so on. But part of what gets us to 7 and 8 and beyond is people's complacency in the face of it. So to me, the psychological piece of how we receive this is very, very important. And this is, again, why I went back to the founders and the founding generation. We really have to, you know, what I learned from the research I did in Give Me Liberty is that you can't reclaim liberty without a psychological shift in ordinary people first. What I learned is that America is supposed to be not a landmass and not a system of government primarily, but first a psychological state in which there's an inner sense of freedom, an inner commitment to freedom, and a personal conviction to be outraged and not stand for it when tyranny and oppression raise their heads. And, you know, I did find that we are being brainwashed now, not just for the last 8 years, which have been dramatic, but the last 30 years, in a messaging about what I call state patriotism, where, for instance, you know, we're taught that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is interpreted as kind of just relax and shop, you know, is the meaning of the Declaration of Independence. But in fact, Alex, the second paragraph we're never taught, which is, you know, that the Declaration of Independence is actually a personal commitment demanded of each and every American to stand up against tyranny and oppression wherever it raises its head, but also to confront and bring down the government if it engages in repression and tyranny against the people, in a war against the people. We're committed to being revolutionaries as Americans. There's just been this like 30-year messaging. You know, it's so much deeper than just this deployment. It's been like this messaging to get us to go to sleep, get us to forget our rights. I found out that, you know, civics education is disappearing from half of U.S. high schools. You know, kids are going to college now not knowing what a republic is supposed to look like. You know, not knowing what their liberties are, let alone recognize them being threatened. You know, we're being told that patriotism is about never criticizing the government or supporting any military intervention, whereas I discovered that the great Americans, the great patriots, held a mirror up to America and that's what we're supposed to do. So I really want to stress the first shift for us is to be outraged when we hear about the deployment, to be outraged when we see this war against citizens, and to take on this.
Yeah, stay there. We'll be right back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.